Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the number one Bengals podcast.
Yeah. For the number one host. NFL team.
We're almost, yeah. We are getting there. I mean, really.
We're already there.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I would say pinch me, but if it wasn't for the HR repercussions from saying that. But
right.
I really, right. I don't believe, well, I do believe. I kind of predicted this every year. I'm kind of disappointed from the previous years, but finally, it is all coming together. Yeah. My vision for this team is coming together.
And they really owe it all to you, don't they, Daddy? They've been listening to your advice all these years, and it finally paid off.
I think it did. I told them we need a hero. We need a quarterback who can, you know, move in the pocket, can improvise, and carry the franchise, carry the offense. Yeah. And, you know... Speaking
and the defense that scares the bejonkers out of everybody who faces them.
Yeah.
And the coach that people love and love to play for. And the kicker who can open a bottle from miles away just using his foot.
Yes. Yes, he can.
What team has all those things? Only the Bengals.
That's true. Well, look, what channel, what website has all the shows that they have on Brinks.tv? Because Courtney has asked me to promote her channel, her website, Brinks.tv.
Can we pause? Can I ask about your necklace or is it too early?
Well, this is just, I'm in a very good mood about the Bengals. And I like the little jingle. Right. You can hear the... It makes me feel...
So you're cosplaying as a cat. You're doing
not
a cat cosplay. Because you know those are made for cats. Yes, those are made for
cats. Yeah, I
get
it. The Bengals are a cat. I get
it.
The Bengals.
No, those are made for pets. That's how people keep track of their cats.
Okay.
Is using that. Yeah.
Okay.
Look, I'm guessing you got them on clearance.
I got them from Ross, where adult human beings go to buy clothing. That's where I got them. Look.
And things for their cats. Okay.
Look, you go to Brinks.tv. Courtney has a new show, and it's called Bannon Ball. And. No, it is a very fun kind of sport. Steve Bannon, he's the host.
No,
and he talks
like
about a lot of interesting things. He has this new cryptocurrency, Hoji. He has this new cryptocurrency, and it is dedicated to Joe Biden. I don't know if you heard this, FJB, this cryptocurrency. And also, yes, and he calls Joe Biden a peach. That is what he says on the podcast. He calls him a peach.
Yeah. These are things that are flying over your head because of your rated G sensibility, Daddy-O. But there's a lot more going on there.
Right, right. But you definitely want to check that out. And you also, if you love the Bengals and you want to get signed merch and you want to get...
Merch.
You want to get free tickets to the game. Do you know how much the tickets are to the AFC Championship game? They're crazy. They are hundreds of dollars,
Everybody wants to go.
And to the Super Bowl. Do you know how much those are? The cheapest tickets are $7,000. So if you want to win free tickets, You go to bengalspicks.app.link/e/DHS, and you can do that. And there you go. That is it. But make sure you use the link in the description. Otherwise, you actually will be documented by the government as a communist. I don't know how it works, that's what happens. Yes, that's what Courtney told me. Look.
You don't want that to happen. DHS, you need the E, you need the DHS. Otherwise...
Yes, doesn't work. But, no, okay, I want to get right to our very special guest. This man, I mean, this guy is a brilliant man. He's very involved in coaching and scouting and training younger
Passionate man.
He himself had a great career, 10-year career. He had two stints with the Cincinnati Bengals and two stints with the Kansas City Chiefs. He is now starting a new podcast on Believe. It's called 3-Point Stance. I'm talking about Mr. Sean Smith.
Welcome, Sean.
Ah, thank you. Thank you for the great introduction. Great introduction. As you guys know, it's a big week. Bengals versus the Chiefs. I play for both organizations, right? I'm just going to get straight to it. I'm taking the Chiefs over the Bengals right now. I love Mike Brown. I love Katie. Mm-hmm. I love everybody. I love everything that's going on in Cincinnati. I'm happy Joe Burrow is, you know, but he won't be smoking no cigar in Arrowhead this weekend, okay? Let's get that straight, okay? All right?
Well,
Tell us why, Sean.
Why
are you so confident in
that? I'm so confident because you guys' O-line suck. It's the worst O-line in the NFL right now.
Okay, that hurts, but it might be true.
You seen what the Titans did last week. Jeffrey Simmons is a great player. So we have Chris Jones.
They couldn't get 10 sacks on us.
But it doesn't matter.
Nobody sacks the Cincinnati Bengals 10 times. But, I mean...
No, we draw the line at 9.
At 9, at the end of the day, as long as we get the W, that's all that matters, I believe, to be honest with you. But, you know, Give us more hate, Sean.
I didn't mean to interrupt the hate. I just meant to contribute to it.
If the Chiefs stop Jamar Chase, it's going to be fine. Because guess what? Joe Mixon's not going to do nothing. He didn't do nothing last week. You know what I mean? Yeah, Joe Mixon's a tough guy. I remember watching Joe when he was coming out for the draft training here in Texas at MJP. You know what I mean? I'm proud of him because Joe used to be a guy that used to skip out on the session and do certain things, and now look at him. Rushed for over 1,000 yards. He got his stuff together, everything. You know what I mean? So I'm happy for him, you know? He got his off-the-field situation, stuff taken care of, all that shit. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you can't stop Patrick Mahomes. You can't stop Tyreek Hill. You can't stop 87. We have too many weapons in order for us to win.
What about your T. Higgins? What about your Uzama? What about your
T. Higgins is good, but guess what? You guys have 22 on your DB. I don't even know his name. Number 22. I don't know how you say his name.
We just call him 22.
Yeah. Well, 22. Yeah. He gets his ass beat every week. So,
okay. Hold on.
That's part of the game. Yeah. It's a show.
No, he's suspect. If I'm the quarterback, if I'm at Holmes, I'm checking every time 22 is one on one.
Look, Mr. Sean Smith, I understand you played for the Bengals, and that is going to kind of cloud your judgment.
You got to remember.
I was going to ask you actually, which one was better? Which one made you feel more alive? Made your heart beat faster? The Bengals or the Chiefs?
I think there's more to it than that. I still love Mike Brown. I think the Bengals
were that passionate kind of relationship where it broke. You kind of broke it. It ended the too flame. Early. It the flame and it is still burning in your heart. And I think we're seeing that.
The one that got away, Sean.
But
the
you
Bengals
were talking
are the
about,
one that got away from you.
Is you
that,
were talking
that
about.
Oh, the Bengals didn't get away from me. I left. Remember, I left in free agency. Remember, I signed a restricted deal, and Marvin didn't think that Cleveland was going to pay me, and I signed the deal in Cleveland. Y'all forgot? Yeah. Remember, I was one
first
of the guys'
all,
best
I
lunch
apologize.
Stoppers that you had at, there. You know,
it was Marvin. Hey, Sean, was Marvin.
I apologize.
Sean, was Marvin a good coach? Yes or no?
Marvin was a great coach.
Hoji, do you see what's going on here?
Is Zach Taylor a great coach?
Hold on. We forced him to move to Cleveland, And that Zach is Taylor. Why he doesn't like the Bengals. He had to leave in Cleveland to this poor guy. I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of the Cincinnati Bengals that you had to experience that. But look.
What do you think about Zach Taylor compared to Marvin Lewis? Sean.
I'm still 50-50 with him, you know, because he had the bad season. You know, there was what, 2-2 and something or 4-something. Yeah. And then he turned around this season. But, you know, Joe Burrow is doing his thing. So I don't know. I mean, I'm still, the judgment is out on him. You know what I mean? It depends what he does
next
year.
So what was the difference? You think it's all Joe? You think the only thing that changed is Joe? A team can't win just because of quarterback. You know better than that, Sean.
It's because of Joe and Jamar Chase. Let's just be honest. The Bengals O-line is trash. Come on.
What about the defense, though, Sean?
Alabama offensive O-line is better than them right now. Hands down.
Okay. But what about the defense? What about the defense? We got a great defense, Sean.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Well, we'll get to the next segment. But first, Sean, you mentioned defensive back. I have brought in a man who is one of the greatest defensive backs in NFL history to discuss this with. This man has 20 interceptions in his career. Okay, he played only for the Kansas City Chiefs. He never got to taste that sweet nectar of Cincinnati, but he played for the Chiefs.
The love lotion. Long time.
He was an excellent player, and now he is gone. He was here in the room, but now I'm being told that he disconnected because we probably took too long to connect him. But it was Eric Warfield.
I blame Daddy. Sean, do you agree with me? Daddy just goes on and on.
My guy, Eric's my guy. Warfield's my guy, yeah. Man. So I got love. That's my buddy. Come on, I've been on his podcast a couple of times too. So you know,
okay. Well, we'll try to bring him back. But Sean, I want to talk about. Look, we're going to go to Along the Lines.
Let's keep going with Sean. I'm having a good time with Sean.
Yeah. So let's move to Along the Lines. And Sean, Chris Jones. Okay, Chris Jones is a very good player. He plays defensive line like you did, and you are saying our offensive line is not the best in the league. You've already made that assumption. I don't know what you're basing it on, but
I've been watching them all season. They sucked.
Yeah,
I'm saying that.
I know someone who would disagree with you, Sean. His name is Eric
Warfield. Welcome to the show. With you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Eric Warfield.
Come defend us, Eric.
Eric, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Who am I defending right now? Because that's my dog. But,
okay, you are defending. You are defending. No, Chidobe Awuzie. Sean says he's terrible. But you know defensive backs. You've watched him. This man has played at an elite level this year. He's been fantastic.
Who? No, 30 has been fantastic for you.
Chidobe Awuzie.
Yeah, number 30 for Cincy has been balling.
No, number 22, the cornerback.
No, he hasn't. He's hot garbage. Okay, he's the guy that we're up. Tyreek 101. Oh, what we ran the other day? Check. Do it. We're gonna call that play right there.
But Sean, tell us how you really feel.
I'm telling you how I really feel. I'm gonna tell you how I feel. We're not losing at Arrowhead. We're not losing. That's a lot of stadium in the NFL, for one. Then on top of that, the defense is going to be playing. You see what Pat Mahomes did with 13 seconds? What he did with 13 seconds, the Dallas Cowboys wish they could have did what he did because they would be playing still. Okay?
Well, Sean, hold on.
Did you see what Joe Burrow did with 20 seconds?
That's not
Joe Burrow, 20 seconds, he got us in field goal position, and we defeated the number one seed in the AFC.
Everybody said it was a mismatch.
When I played with Vrabel, they was overrated. They got too aggressive.
You know what? I was 4-0 on the weekend, so I picked Cincinnati to beat Tennessee. So,
what do you
think? I won't say that. I can't say they're overrated. I think Cincinnati got hot at the right time.
Look, Mr. Warfield, you are one of the best defensive backs in history. I want your analysis of our secondary and if they can keep up with Tyreek Hill and company. Look, last time they held them in check. They held Kelsey in check. He had like 25 yards.
But guess what? We also turned the ball over. We was going in to score two times against you guys, and we turned the ball over.
Yeah. But,
happen again.
Well, when you say we, I'm so confused. Because you played for the Bengals and the Chiefs. I don't know how you pick sides.
He means both.
The Bengals. Yeah. but here's the thing. Okay, look, Mr. Warfield. Do you know who Chidobe Awuzie is? The number 22. What do you think of his play? Because I think he's been very good. Eli Apple has been very good.
Okay, so I'm one of those guys that I will never call a guy on a professional team, whether he's on practice squad or whatever, garbage.
Thank you.
You know, being in any professional sport is elite. And yeah, it may seem like some guys have had some sort of privilege to get to where they are, but still, to be on an elite, to be in an on a pro team is an elite status. So
is you're right about that. You're right about that. But you know, this is me, E. I'm going to say somebody trash regardless.
Oh, I know. That's how you are. I mean, nothing, ain't nothing wrong with that. You're more blunt than most.
He's turning up the heat.
I think maybe. Well, what I think is this. Can I just say something, Mr. Warfield? I think a lot of people are judging the Bengals players based on their past. Eli Apple in the past was not a great corner. This year, he's made a lot of big plays for us.
He's been amazing.
Chidobe was not a top corner in the past. This year, you look at whatever metric, PFF or anything, he's been a top corner in this league.
And that's called coaching.
And Mike Hilton. Mike Hilton has been fantastic down the stretch for us. A top corner. Again, a slot corner. So I think a lot of people, you know, Trey Hendrickson, people don't think he's a top pass rusher.
No, he's a good pass rusher. He's a good pass rusher, but guess what? He's not elite yet because you got to do it consistent. He just did it 1 year. You got to do it 3 years, bro. At least 3 years at a minimum.
So let me ask you something. So talking about pass rushers, we're talking about Chris Jones. And the kind of damage he can do to the Bengals. He had 2 sacks against us when we played a month ago. And we beat the Chiefs. It was a very embarrassing game for the Chiefs. Very sad.
Hold on.
We apologize for that.
What was the final score of that game? Tell me what the final score of that game was.
The score, the Bengals won. The Chiefs had fewer points.
Sean, I'll agree with him. It was an embarrassing game for the fact that you gave one guy over 200 yards, and it was just throw it up and let him go.
I think it was 266. 266. It was a record.
Whatever the number was, it was over 200 yards. So again,
but that says something, doesn't it?
Hey, that was good, though. But guess what, though? You heard what Pat said after that game, too. We see you in the playoffs, right?
Yeah. True. He meant we will watch you in the playoffs. We will watch you be very successful in the playoffs from our home.
We'll see your backs.
He never thought they'd get a chance. He never thought
they'd get a chance. But I bet you he won't get over. I bet he won't get come close to 150 in this game.
266 is way. It's very distant from.
He might not even get 100 this game.
No. Listen, Sean. Well, Eric, listen. Let's be honest. Look.
Did you see the play where there were 6 Chief defenders around Jamar Chase and they helplessly fall to the ground, and then you could see
like
the
petals from a flower.
You could see the tears gathering in their eyes as they were like, "What? They're questioning their life choices. If I can't,
everybody has
someone,
a bad game." I don't know how to differentiate you two from each other, but I know
it's
you.
Okay.
I'm the smart one.
Mustache over beard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mustache.
Hair over baldness.
I'm daddy.
But here's the thing.
Everybody's gonna have a bad game, man. It happens. You know, Jamar Chase just happened to have had a record day that day for himself. You know, you take your hat off to Cincinnati for an accomplishment that they had. But this is a different weekend, different matchup. So
yeah.
Hey, we gave up 4 touchdowns to 1 receiver last week. Guess what? Who got the W still? We did.
That's true.
I think we got sacked nine times
and had the W. Look, here's the thing. Here's the question. Okay. I am ready to admit my weaknesses. I am a bald man. I'm not gonna brag about my hair. Kansas City Chiefs have a weakness in the secondary. They knew to expect Jamar Chase. They knew that it was all about Burrow Chase, and they could do nothing to stop it. So what has changed?
Well, you know, that...
It's called game planning.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Tell me. What's the plan? I want to hear. I'm not being mean.
You know what?
We
played the Chargers early on in the season, and both of their receivers put up 100 yards each. You know, we played the Chargers the second time in the season, and we shut both of those guys down.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
There will be a, you know, each week we have to study film over the mistakes that we made and over the successes that we had, because everything can be corrected. You know, we had you guys in a 3rd and 27. We decided to go numb nuts and run an all out blitz for what? I don't know.
You'd never blitz Joe Burrow. I hope you learned that lesson. You never blitz him. He beats it every time. You look at his numbers against in the playoffs. The man beats the blitz every time. He's just smarter than everybody else. He really is. But I want my question, and before we move on to the next topic, was can the Bengals keep Chris Jones in check in the playoffs? Because I think that the 9 sacks last week, it was their worst performance all year, and it wasn't a coincidence. It was because they faced a very good defensive line in the playoffs, which are far more physical. The weather is colder. People are more aggressive, right? They're playing with more desperation, and our offensive line is struggled. What do you think this matchup is going to play out with Chris Jones? Is he going to do the Bengals have a chance of stopping him?
Chris is our most consistent player on defense, so Chris is going to be Chris, no matter who he's up against. It's just a matter of having the rest of the team show up. And ever since we've gotten Ingram, you've seen a different Chiefs defense. So
hey, you just took the words out of my mouth. The former Gamecock, number 24, Ingram. Did you see what he did on that last drive during the game? He did the Reggie White hump. Toss the tackle out of the play.
Yeah. Okay, so next question. I want to move on to Joe Burrow or Joe Berrio, because this poor guy was getting buried. This guy was getting sacked so much. And yet, again, we saw time after time. I don't know if you saw Mr. Warfield and Mr. Sean Smith, if you saw at the end of the game where Joe Burrow, we get the ball back with 3 seconds left or something. He immediately, without hesitation, he throws like a 20, 30-yard pass down the sideline, gets us in field goal position in no time at all. And that's kind of bouncing back, jumping back up after getting knocked down so much, that's who he is. And we saw with the kicker, with Evan McPherson, he has that same confidence. We see with Mike Hilton, we see with Eli Apple, our guys are oozing with confidence.
Yeah.
You know what? You guys did the same thing we did, and we did it on a bigger magnitude because we only had 13 seconds. I'm a football fan. Yes. I love watching each and every team. I'm loyal to my Chiefs. So I have a lot of respect for Joe Burrow. Joe came in and lived up to expectations, and he's outperforming expectations to have you guys where you are right now. So just to say, I have a lot of respect for him. Now, are they going to do what you guys duplicated? Are they going to duplicate what you guys did in the last game? I highly doubt it. You know, he's gotten you guys a long ways, but I think this is the last game for you guys this year.
No, we have one more after this. There's one more after this. But it's so hard to keep track for me, too. I never know how many games are in the season. But there's one more after this. And the Chiefs, and then Patrick Mahomes is going to fulfill his dream of getting to watch the Bengals in the playoffs. He's going to be able to focus on the game and just watch. Yeah. So, look, we're talking with Mr. Warfield, who is the host of the Chief Concerns. And that's such an interesting name because it seems like you guys have a lot to be concerned about, and it seems like a sign of weakness and insecurity. I'm just saying it's a very apt name considering who you're facing this week. But anyways, one of the hosts of Chief Concerns is Mr. Jason DeDunn. And he is also with Mr. Eric Warfield. This guy was one of the greatest blocking tight ends in NFL history. Yes. Mr. Jason Dunn, welcome to the show.
Wow.
What's going on? How y'all doing,
so
man?
So many stars. So many 3 stars on our show.
Listen, I'm glad
four,
to come.
Actually, in, 4 stars.
And crash the party. I'm coming to crash the party a little bit. I don't know my guys been holding it down for Kansas City. I know they said all the talking points they need to. You know, I'm ready for it. What's going on?
Yeah, Jason DeDunn, look at the confidence of my co-host. It's us two, yes. Middle Eastern dudes, against you 3 professional players. You guys are the Chiefs. We're the Bengals. And he still thinks that we can out-argue you. That's how much he believes in this team.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't know where Sean stands yet. He hasn't made his opinion clear about which team is better. But
he's been equivocating. He's been ambiguous.
I told you what team is better. The Chiefs is better. We're going to win.
I can't hear you. It's breaking up. It's breaking up. But what I do know is, so Sean is torn because he has loyalties to both franchises. He played for the Bengals and the Chiefs, and he loves them both. It's a very sad story how the Bengals didn't re-sign him. But it is very difficult to be in that position. You know, I understand. I think... Okay, we lost.
No, it's back.
Here we go. Here's Eric. So look, Mr. Jason Dunn, We were talking about Joe Burrow and his confidence, and if that can be enough for them to overcome the, let's say, lack of, let's say, blocking and protection at the elite kind of greatest in the world level for the Bengals. So they have to face with, they have to deal with the Chris Joneses. They have to deal with, you know, the Kansas City team that does have a good pass rush.
Yeah.
And maybe he can't, maybe, I don't know. I hope this isn't the case, but maybe Jamar Chase won't catch 300 yards, you know, this time. It's possible. So we are worried about that. And so we want to get your take. Can Joe Burrow's charisma and his attitude and his confidence and his toughness overcome the physicality that he's going to have to deal with from the Chiefs?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a good question. And it kind of reminds me, I don't know if you know this or not, y'all ever heard of Super Dave? Super Dave was like this guy that was he was a stuntman. And he used to always do stunts and think he was going to be able to do something and actually make it, get it done. And all the charisma and confidence he had, he always failed. So that doesn't count for a lot. That doesn't count for a lot at all.
Yes, but I don't know if you've heard, Joe Burrow won the first playoff game in 31 years and the first road game in the history of a franchise that's been around for over 50 years. Super Dave, meanwhile, you know, like you said, he was just falling off of buildings and then he ended up being kind of a side character on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Not exactly a great comparison.
It's a great comparison, actually. But look, I would say this.
No, I mean, you look at Patrick Mahomes, right? And in their free time, you look at what they do, right? They are they're kind of spraying people, right? They're spraying the peasants with kind of very expensive. No, I'm just saying. And it reminds me of a lot of, you know, kind of previous, let's say, royal personalities. And as you know, we now live in a world where democracy reigns supreme.
Hey, so Mustache. What's Mustache's name?
Daddy-o. But I like Mustache. Let's call him Mustache. It's Daddy-o. Yes. But let's call him Mustache. I like that.
Mustache.
Yes, sir.
Given the seasons that that both quarterbacks have had, would you take Joe Burrow's over Patrick Mahomes?
Yes, absolutely. You know, let me explain it like this. Actually, we've talked about this on the show very many times, Mr. Warfield. No, let me explain. If we're talking about the quarterback who's going to play for Andy Reid, who's going to play in a great system, a very creative system, you know, a very, let's say, forward-thinking, kind of flexible kind of system that's always bringing in, he's always bringing in new ideas, Mr. Andy Reid, right? I think with his arm talent, I think Mahomes is a better fit. But if you're going to talk about the franchise with the history that the Bengals have and with a young coach who's still trying to find his footing in the league, you need the guy with the leadership. You need the guy who's not just going to be dancing around and spraying people with his stuff. You need the guy who can focus on the football.
Yeah.
And that is Mr. Joe Burrow. No, really. I'm saying, and also him being
cigar
from Ohio,
over champagne, guys.
Yeah. Cigar over champagne.
Yeah. We want the cigar over the champagne.
Well, we'll say this: Who's had a chance to actually smoke a cigar since their time in the NFL? Who's had the champagne in the NFL?
Technically, you can have these things whenever you want.
We're talking about winning a championship, right? We're talking about winning a Super Bowl. So ultimately, that's what it is. So
when you look at his numbers in the Super Bowl, you look at his numbers in the Super Bowl, they're not impressive. And even on that game-winning touchdown, he actually underthrew the receiver by like 5 yards. But I don't want to get
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah,
but these are just details, guys. These are just details.
Look, you guys are getting caught up in the details.
No, the main detail, did he win? That's the detail.
His team won. As you know, teams win. Unless it's Joe Burrow, then Joe Burrow wins.
He hasn't won yet.
He was on the team. Who was the backup QB? That backup quarterback won too, right? Matt Castle or whoever your backup was, he won too. So, I mean, if you want to go by QB wins, right, then Trent Dilfer is on par with Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, come on, guys. This is silly. This is nonsense. Joe Burrow. Yeah.
It's nonsense to compare Trent Dilfer to Patrick Mahomes. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely 100% correct on that.
Thank Mahomes you. Is great. No one's going to take away from Mahomes' greatness. But I think the point stands that few quarterbacks could have come to the nascent, young Cincinnati Bengals and do what he did. And I don't even think Mahomes could have done that. Because it involves more than being just a great quarterback. You have to be a coach, quarterback, leader, charisma, all that stuff. It's got to be the whole Joe Burrow package.
Yes. No, I'm obviously, so Mahomes. Look, Mahomes is a, couldn't have done. Let me just say something. Mahomes is a. Just to be clear, physically, talent-wise, he's probably the best we've ever seen. Okay. The only people I compare him to is maybe a Dan Marino in terms of arm talent, right? But he's got the athleticism that Marino didn't, and all of that. Marino, though, what I'm trying to say is, you know, Marino, you know, had a very bad Super Bowl. Mahomes had an okay Super Bowl. So I'm just trying to say, I think giving him the edge because his team won the Super Bowl. I mean, come on, look at the coaching. Look at that team was a playoff team before he got there. There's a reason they were able to get Mahomes at the 10th pick or whatever, right?
We had to get over the hump. You need that one person to get you over the hump.
Yes, but they were a good team. The Bengals were a mess. The Bengals
just like
were a
you
mess
guys, you needed to get over the hump. Joe Burrows was that guy to get you guys over the hump.
Well, no, I think Alex Smith got them back in contention. Right, he got the Chiefs.
Matt Castle had us in contention.
Yeah, so there you go. You've always been in contention. But my point is this: is Mahomes is fantastic in terms of talent, but he couldn't do what Burrow is doing at Cincinnati. I don't think he could. I don't know if any man could. Maybe Tom
Brady. There's one thing that Mahomes does better than I think anybody, which is throw on the run. And think on the run. And I mean, I give Mahomes credit for being special. And the fact that we're even having this debate means we're at such a lucky time to be watching the NFL. I mean, there's these two great talents going at it, right? And really, I agree. It's a privilege to watch them.
And the same thing with Josh Allen. You know, the young talent that we have at quarterback right now is good for the game. You know, we're not losing a lot of the phenomenal plays because we're at the end of a Rodgers career. Or we're at the end of a Tom Brady's career, Ben Roethlisberger's, you know, all the top name guys. We have some young guys that are really stepping up to the plate and keeping this game as exciting as it always been.
Yeah. Well, okay, look, guys, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I just want you to know that we actually have an expert on everything, according to himself. We have a professor with a PhD in God knows what. I'm talking about, as he's better known, Beard, to Mr. Warfield, he's known as Mr. Beard.
Or Bald.
Dr. Hoji, Mr. Bald. Dr. Hoji, the electric Asmoji, he's here to give us his Hojoscope.
Now, you guys are new to the show, so maybe you don't know this, but for the last 9 years, I've spoken to our audience about the importance of energy, the importance of mojo, and the importance of astrology. And finally, the Bengals have a Sagittarius quarterback with what I call primordial man energy, which means it's the kind of energy that human beings used to have before civilization. So when Joe Burrow steps in, we see in him all the great cavemen of our past. We see all the men who could do what we cannot do, right? Now, he is about to face the Chiefs, and we have in the Chiefs Mahomes, and we've been talking about their relative strengths and weaknesses and comparing the two of them. The Chiefs used to be called the Dallas Texans. I don't know if you knew that. They changed their name from the Dallas Texans to the Chiefs. Why? Because they were trying to appropriate the primordial man energy of the indigenous peoples that were around them. And it worked to some extent, but they don't have Joe Burrow. They don't have a man who can be sacked nine times and not be rattled, have the eternal optimism of the Sagittarius. And now he faces, we might say, a weak secondary, but we might also say he faces a loud crowd. Everybody talks about the loud crowd, and it makes me wonder, is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, I think it shows a lack of security. They're trying to compensate for something.
But let me just say, now, is a loud crowd new to our Joe Burrow, the primordial man? No way. This guy played college football in stadiums with full of pregnant teenagers and John Belushi types with their kegs. He's seen it all. He's heard it all. This man is going there, and who's he fighting for? He's fighting for a Taurus. He's fighting for Zach Taylor, the man everybody loves, the bull. Who comes charging in, who will face any fight. Uzama said it the other day. He said, we play for Zach Taylor. We fight for Zach Taylor. So I'm going out on a limb, guys. I have a prediction. I'm going to save it for a prediction section. But my Hojoscope is things are looking great for our Sagittarius primordial man QB. And I got the prediction, but I'll wait for predictions because that's
okay. So let's
that's how Mustache prefers
Well, go ahead. Give us your prediction first.
So I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to make our guests, except for, of course, Sean Smith, who seems to be a Bengals fan. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the Bengals will win by 10 points or more. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I got the Chiefs 33-21.
Because they're going to come out aggressive. Yes. They're going to come out aggressive. They're going to shock this team who's not used to being shocked. Right. And you're going to see the Bengals bring that energy to the field because this is a team that's on a destiny path, on a destiny quest.
That is true. That is true. Okay. And who's your player of the game?
You know it. Jamal. Do you have to ask?
Evan McPherson.
No.
Evan McPherson.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Okay.
Though Zach Taylor, Eric Warfield, I think, deserves a nod.
As the player of the game. Eric Warfield.
Oh, as the coach of the game.
Eric Warfield said, there's only two options. Eric Warfield said 33-21, I believe. Right?
Yeah. Chiefs.
Chiefs. Okay. And who's your player of the game, Mr. Warfield?
If it's not Tariq Hill, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. And
it's going to be Pringle.
Okay. And he plays for your team. He's on your team, I take it. He's on the Chiefs. He plays, you know, or is this the mascot? Team, so is that the mascot? Okay. Okay. No, this is a foot. Okay. I thought I'm a big fan of the Pringle.
It's a special team guy.
Oh, I love the Pringles. I love the whole Pringles family. The sour cream and
onion. You have to understand that something has happened here. Daddy was obsessed with Frito-Lay's snacks. You've hit a button with this man.
Yeah. I would love if Pringles were the
He's talking about Byron Pringle. He's talking about Byron Pringle.
Yeah, I didn't know we were talking about the snack of the game.
No, he's talking about Byron Pringle.
Okay, Byron Pringle. Okay, so what's the final score, Mr. Sean Smith?
36-24.
36-24
Bengals.
Got it. No, Chiefs. Chiefs, man. Nice try.
Okay. Mr. Jason the Dunn.
The Dunn.
Please.
Yes. I have to say, man, I find a lot of holes in y'all's arguments. I really do. You know,
that has never happened before.
I know y'all don't see it, but y'all look like a Sith right now. Seriously, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible take. I mean, did y'all watch the first game they played at all? I mean, really? I mean, we talking about luck. I mean, that girl had to have a rabbit's foot, a woolly clover, a horseshoe. I mean, everything to just make it happen. And I've seen Joe Mixon on the sideline, you know, putting a prayer up too. So, hey, he's going to do all that in Arrowhead. They may get beat by 10. I was going to say, you know, 21, but I'm going to say 10 now. So it's going to be 31-21 Chiefs, without a doubt.
Jason, okay. I have sent all of those relics to the team, so they are well prepared for this game.
Yeah, well, they have a very celebratory dance there. It is a form of dedication. It's a sort of a way of honoring the exterminated Native American people. And it is obviously very much, I don't know how to say it, but it is not offensive at all.
Culturally insensitive.
This was the dance of watching the four-leaf clover around your head. That's what that was.
I see.
Maybe some sage like Kyrie Irving was doing.
Yes. Look. Mr. Jason the Dunn. You are very convincing. You're very convincing. Hey. Really, all of you guys are. All of you are very convincing. And I will say this is for the first time all year. I will admit it. I think this is the game that the Bengals get knocked out. And I hate admitting that, and my fans are not going to like this at all. I do think they're going to get knocked out.
Hey, that's the smartest thing you said since I met you.
Thank you.
Sean, he's setting you up, Sean.
Well, that is funny because I also said a lot of good things about you. But look, Mr. Sean Smith, I will say this. I think they're going to get knocked out, and the final score will be 37-28 Cincinnati. That's what I think is going
to
happen.
So how are they knocked out? See what he did to you guys?
I didn't believe it. I know what you're saying. I know how you would.
How do you mean believe out? It? No, no, hold on. Listen, now. He's got the trick up his sleeve. He's the rabbit in the hat.
Argument. The fallacy.
Okay. You guys are not paying attention. You're not paying attention. When you get knocked out, what happens? You see a stars. Where are the stars? In Los Angeles. Where is the Super Bowl? In Los Angeles. The Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. That's my prediction.
I don't see
what part of the logic was not clear to you.
The logic of beating the Chiefs.
You know what happened.
Do you like it or not like it, Sean?
I'm not a fan. The only thing I like in Cincinnati is Jeff Ruby's, baby.
Well, I will say again, Sean had to live in Cleveland because of the Bengals and eat the slop or whatever it is, the beans, the refried. I don't know what they eat there. To keep warm. No, it's very difficult.
No one should have to do that.
No one should have to leave in Cleveland, ever.
Look. I'm actually amazed that y'all guys haven't got any pushback from what y'all said earlier about the Bengals not having a good team before, you know, your Joe Burrow got there.
What, immediately before?
I mean,
we had good teams, but not, you know, we weren't built to win in the playoffs. And Joe Burrow is the difference because he elevates the whole team.
The difference is before we had nothing but guys getting arrested. We was the Bengals, the jailbirds.
So as long as you guys have been fans, you can't tell me that when y'all had Carson Palmer and Ocho Cinco and those guys, y'all didn't think y'all were had a chance?
Carson Palmer, don't get me a start on Carson Palmer.
You've hit a button.
Because I like real
Eric,
football
you've
players.
Really hit a button.
I don't.
He's got a thing against Carson Palmer.
It's not a thing. It's just he's a quitter. And let me just tell you something. He threw 20 interceptions and another 20 interceptable passes and went 4-12 with Chad Johnson and Terrell Owens his last year. And then he turns around and says, I can't win with this team. No, this team can't win with you. They went to the playoffs the first year he left with Andy Dalton in his rookie year. Who is the problem? Carson Palmer. That's it. Okay, look, guys.
Hey, Andy Dalton's your problem too. He sucked too. He couldn't get over the hump.
And he was better than Palmer. He was better than Palmer. Okay, look. Palmer was terrible in the playoffs with the Cardinals too. Go watch those games. He won one game. It was in overtime. He was terrible until the end. He threw a screen pass and won the game.
But guess what though? He took two different organizations to the playoffs.
Well, are we just going to get the whole perfect and Pac-Man? The whole debacle.
Yeah. Pac-Man was on our show a couple of weeks ago. Great guy. Love that guy. A sweet guy. He's a sweetie pie. Look, here's the thing, guys.
Perfect was a monster. We have to move on. We miss that guy. Yes.
We love that guy.
He was
misunderstood. He never meant to hurt anybody. Look, let me just move on.
Have you seen Beauty and the Beast? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
He was our beauty.
Yes. He's a
beauty. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
Look, let me, guys, I don't want to take any more time. But you are three very wealthy professional athletes with a lot of charitable organizations.
Now you're starting to discover why he brought you here.
Yes. Courtney, please. Promotion. So, look, there are so many ways to help the show. And why would you help the show, you say? Well, you don't like the Bengals. You want to see them fall apart slowly. And this show is by far the least insightful of all the Bengals shows. There's a lot of great Bengals shows. This one is clearly the one that is tarnishing the Bengals image the most.
Yeah.
Now, I have a special surprise for you. Our marketing director is actually from Kansas. And I want to bring him on the show. And he's going to tell you about how our show is doing. Courtney, could we turn the music down? Yes. So we have, here we go. Hello.
Hey, boys. Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Peter. Hey.
Hey, this is Peter.
Big time.
We need money, Peter. We need money. We brought famous people. We need money.
Yeah, you have the best guests on your show tonight in the history that I've ever seen it. You have good Chiefs players that have a good podcast. If you guys don't make it happen today, we're in trouble.
Yeah, well, that's why we brought you on. So how are we doing in terms of the numbers? Did you crunch the numbers, Peter?
You want the brutal truth?
I do. Yes. I do. Yeah.
Boys, it's trouble. So I looked at the numbers today. We've lost one patron. So the two of you are down to nine. We have two paid members on YouTube. Only 100 people have signed up for the Bengals picks. And your videos on YouTube are maybe generating $3. We have problems. I want this to come out now because I've sent you 6 months of invoices.
Yes.
And the only thing you've sent me are local coupons to some grocery store in Ohio that I've never heard of.
Right.
Well, that's because they don't have good food in Kansas. But please continue.
Have you heard of Kansas barbecue?
I'm a vegan.
Yes, he's vegan, and I am more of a Walmart, the puffy. I eat the puffy. Everything needs to have puff in it for me. Yeah,
it has to be in a bag. It has to have hydrogenated oil. It has to kill you slowly.
The Bengals players look like they're vegan eaters this Sunday.
So what are you saying? Are you saying our method is not working? What we're doing is not working?
There's a problem. When you guys brought me in to help out with marketing with your channel 6 months ago, we had classes one-on-one about marketing and sales, and it's about the funnel. There's three simple steps, gentlemen. Let me spell them out to you at the very high level, and we'll go through them again. It might be a little bit embarrassing.
Please make sure to explain it very clearly, because not everybody on here is as knowledgeable as us in terms of marketing. Yes.
Yeah, I forgot you guys are so humble. Okay. The first step is IP addresses. Next step is emotions. And then the third step is, do you remember?
Money.
Okay, IP addresses. Okay. So we need to identify people's IP addresses. Then we remarket to them everywhere they go around the internet. They see your guys' program. They go read New York Times. They see your video. They go to CNN. They see their video. They go to Fox News. They see your video. That's what we need to
do. Spam.
I like that.
It's
last
like spam.
One. Yes, I like.
Yes,
that.
Yes. But we look up your wealthy. We look up your wealthiest viewers. So we find them on Zoom Info.
I think that's Eric Warfield.
Yes. Yes. Well, three of these guys. Yes.
Wait, you said you had Pac-Man on here.
We find Pac-Man them on
more
LinkedIn.
Wealthy than you?
Come on. Pac-Man? I think he's made more money than me.
Well, you guys can have a competition. Who can donate the most? And we'll find out who's the wealthiest. Go ahead, please, Peter.
It's as simple as the X's and O's. So you find your wealthiest followers, and then we hit them. We get their email address. We find where they work, and we all those pictures that we took of you looking sad, of you guys looking sad. We find John's pictures of his dirty house and his shoes with the holes in his t-shirts. We put these in email after email after email until our followers start crying. They see how poor you are. Then we send them the ticket to pass them their cash. Remember that step two.
I love it. And so they can go to patreon.com/DHSports. They can also join to become members on Google. I'm right. They can go click the join button. And they can also sign up for the Bengals Picks app, which is that the link is in the description. I love all of this stuff. So look, Peter, you are a Chiefs fan. And but you also have been following the show, obviously. We pay you to do that. And you know how good the Bengals are. So what is your prediction for this game?
This is simple, guys. It's math. Chiefs 33, Bengals 21.
Ooh, my score.
How is that math? Well, how do you get to that number, Peter?
That doesn't make any sense. Like Sean says, you don't make any sense. That's illogical.
Yeah, that doesn't make I don't even know if the score 33
did you
possible.
See how did you see how many points the Chiefs scored in the last 10 minutes of the game last week?
I saw how many they gave up. It was like 40 in the last 10 minutes. They gave up like 40 points. I couldn't keep track. There's so many points back and
that's the most accurate thing you've said in this entire show, and it's not
thank
true.
You I've heard that three times already. Thank you.
But the Bengals
are so popular now.
You heard
and it seems
that?
Like
the outcome, what was the outcome?
So wait, why is this math? Why are you saying this? Just because they put up points doesn't make any sense.
No. Let me just run down the stats for you. Kansas City has the best.
I think he meant meth. I think he meant meth.
It's meth. I see.
Kansas City is by far the best remaining offense left in the playoffs. The Super Bowl was had 2 days ago. Okay, the Super Bowl is done.
Okay,
we played the best team and we won. The Kansas City Chiefs are first in EPA and in success rate in playoff games by wide margins. And meanwhile, the Bengals have the worst offensive success rate out of the four remaining teams. Done.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, it's interesting because numbers really don't matter when it comes to Bengals. Because,
let me ask a question. Why does Peter work for this show?
Well, because
You're our marketing director, man.
Yes. You haven't paid me, so now I'm going to start telling the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all got a lot to look forward to for the upcoming years, though.
Yes.
We have to figure out, Eric, what will match our Super Bowl ring. That's going to be a lot of stress.
Okay, look, I think we've had enough predictions and enough arguments. Yeah. I think, I want to end it on a civil note.
I love you guys. You guys all give me like a great peaceful feeling.
We should do this every playoffs when the Bengals.
And I don't think you guys are struggling financially either, because I see the attire. It's like a cashmere scarf is on the bearded guy.
Yes.
And and the mustache is all pristine. So I think that's being manicured at least 4 or 5 times a week. So
And look at this jersey. Look at this.
Yeah.
That's brand new.
Eric, what can explain that?
AJ Green.
In mustache's case, it's embezzlement. And in beard's case, it's because I'm a guitar superstar.
Right. Look,
it has nothing to do with the show. The show is.
I want to thank Mr. Eric Warfield and Mr. Shauna Smith and Mr. Jason the Dunn and our marketing director, Peter, for being on the show.
Yeah, what a show. For having you.
Yeah, love
that. I appreciate you guys, man. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Go Chiefs.
Dr. Hoji Lekki Smoji. I'm Zadie McTook. We will see you next time. So long. SVT. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.